Our child was expelled from post-high school from institution Israel after 2 weeks, about 3% of the year. The violation was talking to the other gender. Violation may have not been explicit in the signed agreement. As crisis was dealt with, child was able to transfer to another place that was willing to give child second chance. Then first place demanded full payment for year. 25% had been paid in. After new place's tuition, we have no ability to pay the old place. We feel robbed, but feelings can be wrong. What is right or should be done? Covered a Rob, thank you. Anonymous from the USA. The truth is that most institutions have a clause that if for some reason the girl is expelled or you decide to leave the school, you still have to pay the tuition because they reserved a place for her and they could have had someone else come. The truth is, if that's true and there is a clause like that, then you definitely owe them the money. If, on the other hand, it's not true and they easily could have gotten someone else, even if there is such a clause, and they didn't lose any money because they accepted your daughter and couldn't have accepted anybody else anyway or had somebody to take her place, then probably it's proper that they should either return the money or not demand it. If there's no specific clause, then you would have to really go to a Din Torah to know if you caused them a loss. Then there may be a reason why you should pay them tuition or at least a portion of it. And if there is no loss and they could have easily gotten somebody else or there was no one else that would have come anyway, then you probably don't owe them the money.